Hello.
Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. Parthenia speaking. How may I assist you?
How do you spell your name?
P like Paul, A-R, T like Tom, H-E-N-I-A.
E-N-I-A. Parthenia?
That's correct.
Do you have an employee number, ID number?
No, sir.
Interesting. Well, the reason I'm calling is I just want my refund back. And people keep telling me they can't find your son. Now, I'm not going to say all. So I want to give you this order number. There's two. I want to give them to you, and I want to research this and get going on this refund.
Okay, can I get the order number, please?
Sure. First one is 3230.
3230.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the second order number?
3251.
Okay, 3251. And the name of the product that you purchased?
The green here. I got to look it up. It is Lotus Habits Green Juice.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the information. And your first and last name, please.
Stephen Sandlin. S-A-N-D-L-I-N, last name, spelling.
Okay, thank you for the information. Allow me 1 second.
Okay.
And thank you for patiently holding. I'm still here. Allow me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Did you put in, can I get your email address, please? Because I'm not locating anything with that number.
Wow. Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's O-U-R-P. comcast.net. I'm looking at these emails and sent to me from support at the support desk at Lotus Habits.
Thank you for the information. Allow me 1 second.
Where are you working out of? Hello? This is weird.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. And what was the amount of the charge?
May 1, there was a charge of $69.41. They were received.
Okay, I see that one. Oh, okay, well, so that's the only one?
Well, no, there was going to be a refund, a full refund of that $69.41. And 50% of the previous April 1 for putting the account on hold. And the amount was $104.26. Do you see any notes that anybody's putting this information in there or what?
These accounts are pretty different, sir. That's why they're so hard to find. So I did find one that was paid, unfulfilled, no shipment, does say $69.41 for the total charge. It was $59.46. Shipping and handling was $9.95. I'm trying to find the one before that one, and it was for the Lotus Habits Green Juice that shipped every 30 days. So now I'm looking for the other charge before that one. Which I am not seeing. But just allow me 1 second. If I can find that one, I can find the other one. So I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Thank
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. And that address is 1515 Northeast 65th Street.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the information. Allow me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now, I have 2 orders here, one for July and one for August 2019, both for the same amount, which is
$69.41. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're talking kind of different. Yeah, I agree. Those were shipped out, but the issue is the refund. I guess there's a $69.41 refund coming. You know, I'm just wondering, like, when? But I was promised, since this account was put on a 90-day hold, that not only would I get that, but on the April 1 shipment, I would get half of that refunded to me. I'm, like, trying to figure out what's going on here.
Okay, and you had a phone conversation about that?
Yes. Yes. And I
okay.
got an email confirmation that it was going to be done. This has never happened. And that was back May 20th and May 21, that these emails confirming this refund. Now I have a refund notification. Brissa is another supervisor. Apparently put this refund notification in there. But she has promised me all sorts of glorious things. And that I was going to get $209.85 back on all these orders. Well, okay, that's great. That's not what this email says. This refund notification doesn't say that.
Because I'm only seeing two orders for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Which two orders?
For August and July.
Of 2019?
That's correct. And you're saying that you purchased something recently?
Well, no, it's been coming every month. Comes every month on the first of the month.
Yeah. I'm not seeing any of that, sir. But just allow me 1 second.
Okay.
And thank you for patiently holding, sir. I'm still here. Allow me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now, I only have those two orders from you from 7/10/2019 and 8/9/2019. Both of the fulfillment statuses say unfulfilled. So, did you ever receive any product for those 2 months back in 2019?
Well, yes, it is 2019. That's not the issue. The issue is the May 1. So, I am getting a refund of $69.41 for May 1 because I never got that product. Plus, I was supposed to get half off of the April 1. You don't see a ship for April 1, 2020?
That is correct. Not seeing any of that. Only seeing a fulfillment for 2019. And that's it.
Wow. I don't know that. I mean, let's see that. April So the refund, that would tell something. Yeah. This refund, see, it has an order number 3251. And that doesn't bring up anything?
3251 for the order number?
Yeah. That's what it says. Oh, my goodness.
You're still not locating anything. The best way to locate an account is with an email address, and that's how I found the first two orders.
That, but you didn't find others.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other ones. I'm still trying to look for you. I'm still looking.
That's bizarre.
Allow me 1 second.
Okay.
And thank you for patiently holding. I'm still looking for that order for you, sir. So just allow me 1 second.
Well, maybe I could call back. I got some things I have to get started on, so I will call back. It appears that there's a refund coming to $69.41. That's what I gather. Is that what you're seeing, maybe? That I don't know.
Not at all. Not seeing anything about a refund.
Oh, well, I'll have to call back later and get in touch with somebody else, I guess. So, anyway, all right. Well, thank you for your time. Bye.
No problem. Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. Have a great day.